The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of Valerie, her guests, and callers. Now here's your host, Valerie Kirkgaard.
This is for you. This is for you and me and who we see when we see each other. This is for all. This is for all the time you tried to find your sister or your brother. And you're not crazy anymore. You've been waiting at the door. And it's time to open.
Hey, you're listening to Waking Up in America. We're a radio magazine, and yeah, the door is opening. The question is, who's coming through it?
That's right.
So we're Dynamic Radio Dialogues today, and that was Randy Kay over there talking. We were doing middle names before the show, so turns out that Michael is our announcer. I love him because he's actually Saint Michael, and even though he's funny as heck, he protects us and he takes care of us, and he makes sure that we have stimulating interruptions in our train of thought, which is a terrific thing to do because Mike's sitting in the studio in Albuquerque, and he's got all the dials in front of him and such. And you know, when you listen to a radio show, you hear the two people or the three people or whatever that are talking, you know. But it takes a lot more than that to put a radio show on the air, and one of the people that really helps us a lot is Ron Hayes. In fact, I'll be telling you about a little excerpt I got from him today, and another person is Tramiel Hubbard, and he does the website. And then we've got Ron Simon, and he makes sure that everything works and gives us feedback. And then we've got Voice America that actually replays the show later, and we have it archived on the website. And then we've got John Young, who's in New York, and Waking Up in America is being spread all over the place on platforms, different platforms, some of it, you know, half-hour segments. Sometimes they just play the first half hour of the show. But we're showing up all over the place. We can't keep track of it all, but we sure do love the growth that's happening. It's kind of like walking out in the yard in the spring and watching the grass start to come up, except here in California. We've put in AstroTurf or dirt because the drought here is very severe, and people need to take care of it. And how they should best take care of it is to get the buggers that are manipulating the weather to send some more rain our way, because it's a put-up deal. And this program is not about making stuff wrong, Randy, and you know that.
Yes. No,
it's about getting out of it, right? So
exactly. Problem solution. That's what we've been doing for as long as I've been on.
Yeah, totally. We're into problem solution. And so people were asking me, now, I went through the 1980 drought, actually. In the 80s, we had a drought here. Not as bad as this, but we had a drought here. So now I got, you know, clues from the 1980s one. And I'm putting rocks in the toilet tanks now.
What does that do?
Fairly good-sized rocks. What it does, it reduces the amount of water that goes into the toilet tank.
Hmm.
You can put in a brick or a rock, something of that nature. Okay, I've turned off the sprinklers, and we're watering everything by hand.
Okay.
So that it's very pinpoint handling of water. We're not using the dishwasher, for instance. We're hand washing things at the sink and then drying them and putting them away. So the dishwasher, it turned out, was always kind of a place to... we always said we were sterilizing the dishes, which was true to some degree, but it was also a place to stash them.
Yeah, that's more like it. You want a clean sink, stick them in the dishwasher.
Yeah, you stick them in the dishwasher, you call it clean, and then you put them away. But anyway, those dishwashers, even if they're recycling, they use up quite a bit of energy, so we're doing stuff like that. I've seen some really extreme examples of water saving in California. There's a product out by which if you're in the shower, you can actually take a squeegee. I'm not going to be doing this, just so you know, because this is just a little bit too much for me, but I get it. So anybody that really wants to get this handled, take a squeegee, and when you clean the water off the walls of your shower, it actually gathers it in a tube, and you can water your plants with it.
Yeah, that's you must have a lot of time on your hands to be able to go and figure all that out.
Well, you know, it reminded me actually of a conversation from 9/11, and I thought it was a very sensitive conversation actually. There was a woman who called in off the air, and what she was concerned about, and it was an interesting thing because I think she's the only person that ever mentioned it. I remember Jill Barron, Dr. Barron, an old friend of mine was on the air from New York, and we were talking about, you know, what had happened in New York since 9/11, and this woman called in, and she said that what she was concerned about, and I found it, as I say, kind of reminded me of it when about the water thing, was about the ashes of the people that had died in the Twin Towers. She was concerned that they were on her windows. Her windows were all fogged, were all streaked.
Mm-hmm.
And she wanted to know how to handle the ashes respectfully. So it's that same kind of minute detail. Okay, how in 2,000 people, I bet one person thought of that.
Yeah. Yeah, I would just, I'm sure that's like super, that's just really being observant and sweet and nice, but I would just take a hose and get rid of that quickly. From ashes came, from ashes will go, right? I mean,
yeah, well, that would be my thing too, but I just want you to know that there are people actually that sensitive, and about 5 or 6 years ago, one of my clients was actually a Kundalini Sikh, and her mother was very old.
Mm-hmm.
And falling down periodically. And so what this woman did for her mother was to have the house redone in soft flooring, the entire house, so that if her mother fell, she wouldn't hurt herself as much.
Yeah, that's a great thing.
Well, it is, but it's also kind of that same degree of remote, of intense sensitivity. I remember going to a Guru Mai meeting. She's the one that she's the guru that replaced Muktananda, and they had us bring blankets and pillows with us. And normally, you think about sitting on a pillow. They thought it would be nice if we put our feet on pillows; it would be softer, so that we wouldn't be touching the floor so hard. So we have the extreme of people with that kind of sensitivity living here on Earth, and then we have the people that are like the corporate people. I was telling you before the show, Ron had sent me, it was a brass checked thing about two guys that were pranking Halliburton and some of the major oil companies. And the Halliburton prank had to do with them presenting to a conference of people that they had survival suits for the corporate executives because, you know, it would be a shame if other people died, but the corporate executives should be taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
And these things look like big balls with, like, arms and legs and pinchers on them. And then if the world was being flooded or something, you should put yourself into the ball, and then when you jumped out of the window, you wouldn't be hurt. And it showed a little diagram of all these people jumping out of the window. And then it showed when you wanted food, it showed how you could go over to, like, a cow or a deer and just stick your clamps into it and suck the blood out of it. And they just thought people would go crazy with this. Well, they didn't. They came up afterwards to ask, you know, if questions on how it really worked.
Huh.
So these guys were just totally blown away because this was totally a prank, except that shows this is the opposite end. So we have two opposite ends of the scale here. We have people that care about the possibility that maybe there's human dust on the window, and then we have, you know, in any range, and I kind of would be at your range, too. I'd wash the window, you know?
Yeah.
The point is that the sensitivity range varies from being concerned about what kind of dust is on the window to these guys buying this idea about this suit that saves only corporate presidents and sucks the blood out of cows and stuff. And they thought they were going to get hammered for it, and they didn't. And they love to go to these conferences. It turns out they've been doing this stuff for 10 years, Randy. One of my favorite, though, is when they went to a Canadian oil fracking conference to tell people that there was fracking. I can't remember what state this is in, maybe Arkansas or something. Correct me if you know the right thing. Here's the deal. Before they started fracking, they had one or two earthquakes a year. Now the state has over 800 a year.
Yeah,
and they don't want to
play with our planet like they're playing with their planet. These are greedy, greedy people, but go ahead.
Yeah, what you just said. But but this was what I found most remarkable. They didn't feel that the evidence of changing from 2 to 800 was conclusive evidence.
Oh, my gosh.
It wasn't conclusive evidence. What does it take?
Yeah.
So anyway, it takes maybe a corporate pranker who went up to Canada. Mind you, they get themselves on the speaking rostrum, so they're not just passing out pamphlets.
Mm-hmm.
They're like up on the speaker's platform because they occur like representatives of the different corporations that have been sent to speak. Okay, so this particular one, with a straight face, they tell them that this untapped resource is all the dead bodies that are available on the planet. Especially, with more wars and stuff, there'll even be more dead bodies, and that this is a perfect source for getting more oil.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
They bought it. Some of them thought it was awful. Others thought it was definitely possible. So what we're dealing with, the extreme of that. So when I mentioned to somebody, Randy, about the possibility of living to be 200...
Right.
Because that changed my life, creating, we now own Team 200 USA. Waking Up in America owns that. Okay. I got Mary Louise Zeller, our Kiani person, endorsed it. Ben Benham has endorsed it. A very big leader at Landmark has endorsed it, but they said they can't endorse anything, and nor can I use his name. And he's very excited about it. Younger people are endorsing it. I thought it was an older people's conversation, perhaps. Like you start to think about the possibility of living to be 200 when you're 74, which is how it came to me. I thought, at this rate, I've only got 25, 30 years left.
Right.
What if the Bible is correct? What if we could live to be all of that? And that's how it got started.
I think it is right. I think it is right. And when I was in my 20s, so I understand the youth endorsing it. When I was in my 20s, I wanted the best body. I wanted to look the greatest after I worked out at the gym. So I would run, not joking, on the Stairmaster for 60 minutes straight.
Really?
Yeah, in my 20s.
Yeah, what are you now on the Stairmaster?
I don't even try to do it near as long now, but I went yesterday. No, yesterday I did 20 minutes, and I did level 7. So I'm not running, but I'm working out. And I do more of a lower impact type of workout now than I did back then. So,
I'm glad Mike's here. Mike, do you work out at all? I know you walk to work, or you used to. Do you still walk to work?
I walk about 3 miles a day, but I also eat about 3 donuts a day, too.
Yeah, but I really think your 3 miles a day more than covers 3 donuts.
Well, I don't know.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think so. The sugar is...
But I do swim a couple times a week.
Oh, so you walk and swim. See, this is a very healthy guy here. Even if he's eating 3 donuts a day.
No. I was just joking. I haven't had a donut, probably in about 3 months. But I swim, and swimming and walking are two things you can do until you're 100.
I like apple fritters, okay? You just
like
give me the apple fritter, and I'll eat all around the end of it. Now, the last time I had an apple fritter was like about a year ago, but honest to God, I love them.
I like cinnamon rolls or chocolate glazed.
No, the apple fritter it's got apples in it. It's a circular one. It doesn't have a hole in it, and it's deep fried, and it's real crunchy around the edges.
Yeah, but it's fattening, though.
Sure it is. That's why I haven't had one in a year, but ask me my favorite donuts. It's apple fritter. And now I wish we weren't talking about this. If I can get past this in the next week, I'll be fine. because this conversation could nag me.
See, anyway, I think if you withhold, if you just have a taste, like a scoop of ice cream or a, just a couple bites of a donut, that's better than not having any at all.
Yeah.
But well, here's where you can replace all your sugar fixes with, you guys. 100% maple syrup.
Ooh.
Really?
Yeah. When I make coffee, I don't use sugar. I put in my maple syrup. When I have a sweet tooth, I'll carve up a apple, and I eat the seeds, by the way, because they have to be brown, so you know it's organic. But I take the apple, and I'll take almond butter or peanut butter, either one, and add a little maple syrup to it, and sprinkle some cinnamon on it. It's so yum. It's not even funny. It's delicious.
How about honey?
Honey is good, but if you're buying it from the regular store where it's like...
It's not even probably honey.
It's not really. Those honeybees are being fed sugar water, and they don't have real plants to go and pollinate from, so you don't want those. You want to find a real farmer.
Well, you know, Randy, what you're saying is just touching on something, because actually they've analyzed a lot of the quotes honey in the stores, and it isn't even honey. You never even knew honey for a second. It's actually a chemical conglomerate of stuff that they managed to look like honey.
One of the things they did,
blueberries. You know, there was a big exposure. Who's using all the blueberries in their cereal? They actually analyzed them. There was not one. They were charging extra for blueberry cereal, and there was not even a
it's a
molecule.
Lot of people. A lot of makers are doing it. They call them blue bets.
That's because they took butts and then they dyed them blue, and then they put them in cereal and called them berries.
Actually, there's quite a few of the food makers that are doing that, so people do have to be very careful. Organic is the only way to go.
Yeah, but even organic is sneaky now, okay?
Because
I've heard that too.
One of the things was called organic, and I looked at it, and I said, isn't this a GMO, which means genetically modified, okay? Isn't this product a GMO? And they said, yeah, but it's an organic GMO. And I said, give me a break.
Yeah, just starve yourself. That's all. All you need is water.
You actually have to ask because they have to tell you if you ask. So if you're buying something that's organic, then you have to ask them if it's a GMO because they're showing up with all these new varieties that I've never seen before. So that's always a little suspicious for me. And just plain stay away from corn because most of that is GMO unless you actually have an okay on it. See, all this stuff that we're talking about is a microcosm of the possibility of living to be 200, because it's not going to happen from a single conversation, you know. It's going to happen, you know, our sponsors are part of living to be 200. We'll talk more about them at the halfway point. But so, Mike, on a serious note, okay?
Yes.
If you think about the possibility of living to be 200, what changes for you? As far as perception, or because I'll say what mine is at the end because I don't want to set you guys up for it. But I really do want you for a moment to contemplate that. And I know Randy's been contemplating it too. So maybe Randy, you could start off. What changes for you when you accept the possibility that you could live to be 200 or more? Actually, but where I thought 200 was a good number.
Well, I think about if I'm going to live to be 200 or more, what do I need to do to make it happen? And so the most important things for me are diet, you know, what am I putting in, and exercise, and most definitely, they call it earthing, going out and standing on the ground and getting my sunshine and not always having a shoe on. Those kinds of things. I love to be super, super healthy. And I'm on a major kick right now. So, because it is in my mind. And then nixing the sugars. Because if you want wrinkles and you want to be aging fast, you want gray hair, just keep eating sugar and you'll have your wish. So, we're talking about donuts there, and it's like, Dunkin' Donuts is right down the road, and Krispy Kreme is just past them, and how wonderful that would be. But I've totally cut all of that, and when I want a cup of coffee, I drink organic only, and I know exactly the farm where it's coming from, and those are the kinds of things that you got to know. What farms are they coming from? Support the little guys that are out there working hard, regardless of the government trying to tear them down because they don't want us to be healthy. you know, so I look at those things. Is my air in my house clean? You know, am I putting the right chemicals in my hair? I never color my hair because the dyes actually absorb into your scalp.
So how do you stay blonde?
Because I have a lot of copper in my diet. And if you don't want a premature gray, then you need to make sure that you have the right nutrients, the right minerals. That foundation of health for everything is mineral.
Okay, so you just mentioned copper for hair. I also know that copper happens to be really good for foot fungus. I also know that Swanson's sells really inexpensive price stuff. They should send us a case just for me having said that. And they really do. You can get supplements for like under $10, stuff like that. And
yeah.
I like the products. I think they're fine. And not only that, their music while you're on hold is way better than anybody else's.
I use Youngevity because I know exactly where it's coming from. But yeah, there's other companies.
Well, no, that's great that Youngevity does that. Not only that, Youngevity does some other stuff that definitely would prolong your life, such as the nano balancers. Mm-hmm. Longevity is something you definitely want to go over to the website and check out. Okay.
Yeah, you have a link there. So
yeah.
Definitely.
But not just that.
If anybody ever has questions about it, Val, you know, I'd always answer any of their questions, and then they can sign up on the link on the site. So.
Did you ever get a hold of Dr. Alali again?
I haven't spoke to her since she was at the conference.
Oh, go after her again, please. She's so amazing.
Yeah, she is pretty incredible.
She's absolutely amazing, and these nano balancers are actually something that she developed, okay? And what you do is you put them on your telephone, and it neutralizes all the energy. I'm looking at another product right now. We've got a lot of electromagnetic energy zipping around all over the place, and she's got the technology to neutralize it, okay? I'm looking at another product right now where you're supposed to plug it into your light socket. Have you seen these? And then when you plug into it, it makes your electricity disappear, your electricity bill.
That.
Have you seen that one?
No.
Okay, the next time I come across it, I'll forward it to you. I get so much of this stuff, and some of the times when I order it, it turns out to be junk by the time it gets to my house, you know? It was as my daughter teases me, she goes, "Mom, you have really good ideas at 2:00 in the morning." Which
yeah,
is what
I've
it will
been
happen.
A beneficiary of those phone calls when you've had those ideas.
Yeah, well, some of them have worked out. So I suppose I should mention these sponsors. Now, all these guys, we're working on them to have. They don't all know about the Living to Be 200, okay? And half of them do now, which is good. So we're going to see how that shifts things. After the break, I'll tell you what it does for me. And Randy, when I tell you what it does for me, I think you'll actually realize that the concept does more for you as well. Visit our Waking Up in America website and sign up for our newsletter and check out our sponsors. They're on the right-hand side of the page. You can just click down. They're all linked, okay, to different really amazing products. The nano balances aren't measured there, but it's called longevity. Or Youngevity. You'll get a password that lets you visit the amazing section of our website. And if you've got anything amazing, a video that you would like to have us include, please send it to me at val@wakingupinamerica.com. I'll review it. And if it's amazing, and you have to say, "Wow, that's amazing." That's how things got to go in there in the first place, okay? So fill out the alerts form and get the passwords. Check out the sponsors and know that this entire conversation, you notice that there's a link to a website on a book called Aging or Ageless, which is by Ron Zeller. And that book is actually the Bible, so to the original Bible that was part of the inspiration on this, because Ron Zeller is actually a man who's married to Mary Louise. They have been for years. And he's actually been on the verge of death 2 or 3 times in his life. And all the time, you know, the last time I actually went to visit him, he was on the brink of dying, and now he's down in Costa Rica partying with the tribal chiefs down there. So it fits inside the conversation that we're having about living to be 200. Patricia Bragg's apple cider vinegar is definitely a part of that. And when I went to a conference of champions back in the 90s. I was talking to one of the guys at the table, Joe. I still remember that his name was Joe, and he told me that the most powerful thing he'd ever done in his life was to take apple cider vinegar every day. I think you do that, don't you, Randy?
Oh, yeah, every single day, sometimes multiple times.
Yeah, it's part of it, okay? And then you're just not going to suffer from the same things that everybody else suffers from. And the drink of waking up, or the drinks of waking up in America are Sir Jason's Winter Tea, which is a hot drink, which actually works with building your immune system, and the apple cider vinegar drink, okay? As I said, all this is on the website at wakingupinamerica.com. The Protandim is a blood purifier. You were going to get somebody to be on the air and tell us about that. Do you remember who that was?
Well, the gentleman who played for, not Forrest Gump, but Bubba Gump, is very big with that, and Kelby, which we've had Kelby on before in the past, so
okay,
we could actually probably get both of them.
Yeah, well, why don't you do something about that?
Okay.
Because I think we've mentioned it for a long time, but we haven't done it in depth. And periodically, I like to do the sponsors in depth because there's a very good reason why they're here. I didn't realize this when I was collecting them that I was actually it would evolve into the Living to Be 200. It was like my doctor even said to me, "If anybody could live to be 200, it would be you." He said, "You have the bones and muscles of a teenager," and I don't feel like that sometimes. Okay. But when I've had surgery for hip replacement and also knee surgeries and stuff because I've done a lot of athletic stuff, they're always amazed at my bones and muscles, okay? Well, that's because my mommy started me out on Nutrilite when I was like 6 or 7 years old, and mostly people think, kids don't need it. But because she did that, and she was a very, she also read the Happy Healthy Hunses, and then I also had 150 pictures of people that were 150 years old hanging in my dining room when I was married. That would be the Drakenbergs. She was 69, Randy, and he was 119 when he married his second wife. He died at the age of 150, and he's on record, actually. He was an advisor to the King of Sweden or something like that. So these were family portraits that had been passed down from that period. I married into Kierkegaard's family, and these portraits belonged inside of that family. So the possibility of living to be older has probably been in the background of my conversation the whole time, because waking up in America, to me, is about waking up to our potential and our possibility. And you and I were talking earlier the show about maybe we could even give people that we don't know yet an opportunity to have one of the Waking Up in America shows. You want to tell people more about what we were talking about?
Yeah, it's actually really exciting. You're talking about our opportunity for entrepreneurs to come on?
Yeah.
Okay, so this would be the time to get busy on your business. And somebody can have their empire at the fingertips. If they want to be on our show, we will take a look at whatever their product or service is, and we will consider it, and if we like it, then we will book them for an upcoming show. So they already have the infrastructure already built in for their business. They'll get a recording, and they'll be able to put it on their websites. They'll be able to put it up on YouTube of the day that they're on the program. So a radio studio in their pocket, TV studio in their pocket once they get the recording and it goes up on YouTube. And they get to talk with you and I about their product and service, and they get a program, an upcoming show dedicated to listening to them pitch their product or service.
Not just pitch, but when you say pitch, it's like, what I want you to know is, please pitch. But at the same time, what we're really interested in is a dialogue and you informing as well, like what the possibilities of your product are, but not like that you have to sell it to somebody, that you actually want people to know what your product is and be drawn to it because it's so valuable. And some of you have that, and you haven't had the opportunity to do this. So Randy and I were talking about it this morning, and we decided that maybe we could do this one show a month or something like that. One of the things that's happening too, Randy, is I'm in a program called Self-Expression and Leadership Training, and we've all put on we've all taken on projects. This is where I took on the Living to Be 200 as a formal project. I was kind of keeping it to myself before that. So like I was doing that, and then I shared it with you, and then I put it out on the radio, and then I started sharing it with sponsors because they noticed there had been a change in me. Okay, so I decided to put this project into Landmark, into a class called Self-Expression and Leadership Training. Okay.
Okay.
So we'll be working for 3 months. Because see, what Waking Up in America is doing, we have right now an audience between 120 and 150,000 that we know of, and we know we're being played other places, but those are the only ones we have any figures on. Okay, so our commitment is to be in 10 million, have 10 million listeners, which isn't as hard as you think it is, because once the flame starts to burn, it crackles all over the place, and different places are picking us up. I would guess we have way more than 150,000 at this point, because I've heard that portions of the show are even playing in Europe. This mm-hmm. particular thing that we're doing, and that's why I'm a little cautious about the word pitch, is about making people aware of what's available to them as a possibility.
If they have something that's so exciting that the world needs to know about it, then we want to know about it. We want to hear about it. And here's the thing.
We want to put a flame under you, okay?
That's it. And we're only, so the listeners need to pay attention, we're only, for now, going to fill up 2 spots to do this in the next 30 days. So if you've got something, you need to reach out to Val at wakingupinamerica.com right away and get us your info so that we can hear it, because there's 2 spots. And if this goes really well, Val, maybe we'll do more of it. But
well, if this goes really well, what I'll do is I'll actually create a program just to do this. Because what's happening right now is the people in the Self-Expression and Leadership program are coming up with some of the most fascinating things I've ever laid ears on. And I want to make sure that they can get on the radio, too.
Yeah.
You know, so...
This is the platform for them to speak. It's the same thing I do with my law call. When somebody has a case, my call, it doesn't mean I necessarily... on my law call agree with the remedy or the path that they went, but I give everyone a platform to speak and get their message out. And this is even better, because this is their business or their idea, and they're getting a platform that's going to reach this audience of 30,000 today and 150,000 next week. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
It's a very big deal.
It totally is. Well, especially when you get that, we're going to be charging them some money for this, okay? So guess where that money is going? This is what's so clever. It's going to buy an airtime. You know, in case you thought this was complicated, everybody that is on the radio, the producer has bought the airtime. So once you've been, this is our 28th year in business, so you got to guess we've got some friends, okay? So it's simply a matter of finances to get to 10 million, and it's nowhere near, I think, radio costs about $1,000 a show when you figure all the costs. A television show costs about $150,000. You want to be talking in somebody's ear? You can be on television. You can be on the weekend and stuff like that. You can do that.
And what's the cool thing is they get to brag, Val, that they were on with Randy Shannon and Mike Vitale and Val Kierkegaard and KTBL Radio 1050 Talk. So they get to brag about that, and they get
And they can also, here's the other thing, they can also go over to the Waking Up in America website, and they can say, see, because they'll be listed in the past shows on there, and there's recordings. All of their recordings are there, so they can use Waking Up in America like a business card. Okay, and I'm excited about this. Some guy, I got the idea from Randy, and then also a guy in the seminar who said, well, how are we going to get our projects on the radio? And I said, give me a few minutes and I'll tell you. So I want to thank you for that. And I also just want to continue with After Pro Tandem, which we're going to take care of. We have Koning Company, which is actually the only way I know of cleaning your eustachian tubes. And as Randy has pointed out so brilliantly, you have to be in good shape, as my friend Claire would say. My friend Claire actually runs in marathons, and she's about 30 years old, And she does a lot of work at Landmark, and she's got this amazing, amazing body. And I've been watching. I end up sitting next to her a number of times when I'm in the seminar, and I was watching her, and it was like every time I come in, her body was more vibrant and toned. And I asked her about it, and she said, "Val," she said, "the coolest thing has happened." She said, "As I've let go of the past, and I've done all of these different things, and I go into training, and I train, and maybe you have this experience too, Randy." She said, "I experience my body as a machine."
Mm-hmm.
And she said, "I know how to take care of this machine." That's what you're admiring.
Yeah.
Yeah. She knows how to take care of her machine. Now, most of us don't look at our bodies like they're machines. We look at them like they're hungry for a donut, or or they wish they had dinner, or where's another cup of coffee, and do I get indigestion, or do I fart, or, you know, whatever.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, was that a fart? Was that a response to farting? Thank God on the radio you can't smell them, can you?
So, 200
yeah,
years.
Next.
Anyway, the point is that most of us are not treating our bodies like great machines. Seriously, big bellies, farting, all these different kinds of things that we go through, that's what we think being in a body is about, okay? About making sure your digestion doesn't work, or you haven't eaten too much, or most of us experience our bodies in the emotional feeling realm. You don't do that. I think you think you're a machine too when you work out, don't you, Randy?
Oh, completely. I mean,
okay, well, people don't talk about that. They don't identify themselves as machines. They identify themselves as their physical experience of whether this food agrees with them, or whether they feel at all energetic, or how tired they are in the afternoon, or something of that nature. They're focusing on the physical experience rather than the structure of what's actually surrounding that experience and how to manage that structure.
Right.
All this stuff on the show is about managing your physical body machine structure, including Aqua Chi, which will clean your machine. Aqua Chi is a detox bath. Really, an interesting website to go to, okay? These are all, go check it out and call Randy or myself. You can call me at 310-455-8623. That's 310-455-8623, and I'm available to talk with you about any of this stuff. I love it, okay? Even El Pinto restaurant in Albuquerque, sometimes my machine just likes salsa. And the wonderful thing about this is the fact that the restaurant also likes us. And it's one of the most wonderful restaurants on the planet. It's a destination restaurant in Albuquerque. And Mike, I'm going to try to get us invited again this year for Christmas.
Yeah, that's a great time of the year to go there.
Yeah, it is. So you can pick up your El Pinto sauce at Ralph's. And Marketing with the Stars, they actually have a mailing list of between 80 and 100,000, depending upon what month it is and what's going on. And the people are actually interested in buying things, okay, that have to do with evolution and transformation. So if you've had any products along that line, it's really worth checking out Marketing with the Stars. That's over on the website, too. The Galactic Federation, Sheldon and Colleen, you know, when we had Michael Ellerjohn and Laura Lazier, I think her name was, on, those guys are saying they're extraterrestrials, okay? Thank you for coming on the air and saying that, because since they came on the air and said that, I've had a couple of people shyly come up to me and say, you know, I actually am an extraterrestrial too, and I go, really? I don't see any horns or scales. And they go, oh no, our family could be of any form. I mean, you start declaring stuff like the possibility of galactic neighbors and the possibility of living to be 200. Randy, how many people have come up to us and say, you know, about 2 weeks ago, the oldest person, quotes, the oldest person in the world was supposed to have died?
Right.
Did you hear that thing, 116, and she had just replaced a guy that was 117, but then she died the following week?
Mm-hmm. But I don't
believe
that.
That's not the oldest people.
Pardon?
They're not the oldest people. They're not even close to the oldest people.
No.
Okay. Why do you think...
I wish they wouldn't say that, because then that person and the family members and everybody thinks, oh my gosh, my grandma's the oldest person, and it's not true. I have met a man here local whose grandfather, this was a few years ago, this guy that I met was in his 70s, and he was doing backflips like a 20-something-year-old gymnast, and he had the most beautiful skin, and I said, what is your secret? This was years ago. And he said, it's all the diet. I buy nothing in the store. I grow all of my own. I collect my own rainwater. And he said, and my grandfather is 126.
Get out.
That was years ago. No. No joke. And this guy is, it's not bodybuilding, but it's like a body sculpting studio in Miami Beach.
Still?
And he trains people. I don't know. I have to look him back up.
Do me a favor and check it out, because if he's still around, I'd love to have him on. See, yeah. I believe, I don't want to call it a conspiracy, okay? But I believe that older people are not mentioned because it doesn't fit the paradigm. Also, if you notice, when people are hitting their 60s or 70s, intellectually, they're actually at their prime. They've had a lot of life experience. They solve problems faster, all kinds of stuff. They can let go of things faster, create things faster. And then they're told to go home and go to bed, or to go home and read the paper, or retire. Mm-hmm. And to me, it's just when things are starting to get good. And the only reason I think that everybody's agreeable is because they're living inside of the paradigm that they're lucky if they live past 100. So for me, when I took on the idea of living to be living to be 200, for one thing, I've been told on more than one occasion that Key Media, which is Kirkgaard Intergalactic Media, will be the biggest media company in the world. Well, that's a really big thought. I can't even hold that thought if I live to be 103, which is what my aunt died at. It's too big for me. I can't see how to get there from here, you know? I could see right. How to be a big company. I could see all of that other stuff. But it wasn't until I gave myself the possibility of living to be 200 that I went, yeah, I could do that. It somehow expanded my perimeter of how far out I could go in vision. And you know what Jesus said, you know? Jesus talked about prayer. Remember, he spoke in Aramaic, and he said, pray means to go out in the world and get that which is yours. Okay?
That's right. So take it.
In 20 years, I didn't, you know, if I'm at 74, Randy, I'm going to wind down if 103 is the limit of my family.
Mm.
If 200 is my limit, I am not going to wind down. I'm going to do exactly what you said. I'm going to make sure this body is as good as it can get, okay?
Yes.
So since I took this on, I've hired two people. One of them I met in the advanced course. She looked at my ankles. I have these, I sprained my ankles like years ago, one of them in particularly bad. And so they've swelled up ever since then, like 30 years. I've been to many doctors. They say, how do you get rid of these fat ankles? They go, oh, you know, it could be this, it could be that, or the other thing, and I've got no satisfactory answer in 30 years, okay? This woman in the seminar looks at my ankles and goes, I can do that. I said, I beg your pardon. She says, I can make your ankles not be fat anymore. She said, there's only four of us in the country. I said, really? So guess what? I went to her, and my ankles are now about half as fat as they were before, and I've only had one session.
Mm.
So this person, of which there are only four in the country, when you start to open up a space and claim the possibility of living to be 200 and you change yourself from winding down, which is what people do in their 70s, 80s, you notice everything starts to shrink when somebody gets older inside the paradigm.
Mm-hmm.
They end up at old folks' homes, or they sell their homes, or they get rid of their stuff, or they don't get their teeth fixed because they're going to be dead anyway, or whatever. That was my mother, okay? My mother, please, Mom, fix your teeth. It's okay. We don't need the money. You know? Nope, she was going to not get her teeth fixed so we could get more money when she died.
Mm.
That kind of stuff, okay?
Right, okay.
So I'm in another place than that. Then after that, this woman who I meet at a gas station She's helping me put air in my tires, and I really, really liked her. Her name was Debbie. I just thought she was the coolest person, and she hands me her business card, and she repairs bulged discs through massage and body work. Okay, guess what? I've got
what?
A bulged disc, so of course I hired her too. So guess what? I'm standing up straight for the first time in like 5 years.
Yeah, you're on your way.
I'm on my way from two people that showed up in my life that I actually had to invite in. You know, they stood in front of me, and they, one of them gave me a business card, and the other one said, I can do something for your ankles. I could have just blown them off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't. Who are you? I don't know you. But what I noticed about living to be 200 is that it's increased my faith in the universe. Have
nice.
You had any of that experience?
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess it would be... I know that this stuff works, and here's why. I wake up every day of my life happy, and then I go get surrounded by people that aren't doing this, and they're not happy. And I got to deal with that all day long, every day. And that's okay. I just know that when you choose this path, it's a much happier path. And it's you also suffer less with this path.
Yeah,
because
and it's kinder.
Feeding.
You're a kinder person when you do this.
Exactly. And, you know, that sounds like, you know, foo-foo land stuff, but it's real. The proof is in the pudding. I take the minerals every day. I take the selenium every day. The copper is in the minerals. And I'm happy every day. And we're in a world where the government doesn't want you happy. The TV, when you turn it on, doesn't want you to be happy. The newspaper doesn't want you to be happy. The politicians do all these crazy things that make you not happy. The cops are beating everybody across the nation. That doesn't make you happy. And you can still put on a happy face when you go to the gym or you go work out on your street, you know, run around the block, whatever. You eat the right food. It does something to your brain and to your body that keeps you in a higher elevated mode. And I would much rather prefer to be there. I don't come home at night and flip on the TV and kick back on the couch. I have probably sat in my living room 10 times in the last 2 years. That's it.
And really?
Yeah. It does not mean that the TV was on either out of all 10 times. I pay for internet because I have renters. I don't pay for internet for me or the kids. I mean, the television, we'll say that, because I work on a computer, but so I need internet. But for television and all the crap and the bunk, I don't want to watch a drama series. Why would I want to watch that?
I don't have a TV.
Well, I do watch The Blacklist, okay? I do watch,
I just like
and I'll tell you what else I watch.
Not,
I watch Madam Secretary.
Okay.
And I tell you what, I actually, she inspires me. Tia Leone.
And I get that.
She's an inspiration, and that's why you and I are perfect, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is why I like co-hosting with Randy so absolutely much. It's because we're both brilliant, we're both articulate, and we're standing next to each other and in different places. And she inspires me, okay? Her physical conversation inspires me, and Randy's partnership on Waking Up in America is one of the reasons why I have, and with Mike too, I'm telling you, the people that are around me give me the space to have a great life. And what Randy was talking about earlier, about how she goes out, and the world is, can be really grumpy, or you could not how it is, totally. People have accused me of creating my own world. You betcha. Randy and I have been very busy, along with Mike and Rod and, you know, Jeff Spinard over at Voice America. That guy's terrific, and so is Nathan Jett, Randy Jackman, all of these guys, Brad Comer. What would I do without you? Brad Comer makes our cards for the radio to send out, all kinds of stuff, okay? I surround myself with people that dig what we're doing and that we get all excited when we talk with each other. Like, Randy got me into a remote viewing conference in Sparks, Nevada next weekend. I am so turned on, I can hardly speak. Randy, you want to say a few things about Major Ed Dames and remote viewing?
Yeah, he is going to be in Sparks, Nevada, and you may have a ticket. Maybe, maybe not. So if a listener is interested in the ticket, they need to call Val after the show. But yes, Major Ed Dames ran a program while he was in the military. He ran a CIA program for 20, 30 years, and it was incredible. And I went to one of his seminars up in Orlando. It was the last seminar ever on the topic called The Kill Shot. And it, the website was thekillshot.com. Every word out of this man's mouth was absolutely riveting. And I have seen seminars galore. I have been all over this country and other countries for seminars. This guy was spot on and amazing. And, you know, you take his information, you chew on it a while and figure out what you want to, you know, take from it, what you want to keep, what you want to throw away. I'm telling you, I didn't stop taking notes. I took pages of pages of pages. You weren't allowed to record, so...
Oh, good to know, because I was actually thinking of taking a recorder.
Yeah, well, you might be able to in what you're going to, but in the one I was at, we had to sign non-disclosures. So I don't think that's required to what you're going to. But it was incredible. And Val is going next week. She has an extra ticket. So if you're listening and you want to go, call Val after the show and see if you can't square away that ticket.
But 310-455-8623 here in beautiful California.
That's right. And you'll
hey,
be
Randy, what was the thing you came away with from that Kill Shot seminar? What was the thing that most, you know, changed your viewpoint?
Because here's the thing. When they're doing this remote viewing, I may not know you. You're in Albuquerque. Val's in California. I'm in Miami. And there's maybe six or eight of us on the same team. We don't know each other. But yet, what they're doing, remote viewing, when it's 100% spot on, let's say the Buffalo Bills are going to win the football game this weekend. Okay, that's just one way. So we all will see the same exact thing. We will all come up with the same answer that the Buffalo Bills are going to win the game this next weekend. And so that tells me that what they're doing is real. It really does work. Because we don't know each other,
but
we have the same answer.
I thought it had to do with when would the Buffalo Bills win their next game.
Yeah, that would be how they were doing it. So
yeah, it's not like you actually go in and see the game per se.
No, no.
You would ask the question, when do the Buffalo Bills win their next game? And then somehow you would organize around that. Because I called Sherry, who's putting the event together, and I asked her, I said, what are people concerned about with remote viewing? She said, well, one of them is that they're concerned that it somehow offends God. The other thing that they're concerned about is whether they'll get in trouble at the gaming tables because they're predicting the future.
Yeah.
And what was the other one? I can't quite remember what the other one was. But I'll have plenty of... I'll actually be there for the show next Saturday. Okay.
And that's right next to Reno, if people don't know where Sparks is. It's Reno, Nevada,
Tahoe.
Yeah,
it's like
Tahoe
10
area.
Minutes away. Okay.
Yeah.
So Mike's topping in my ear. It's time to sign off. I didn't want to sign off yet, but guess what? We get to. This program has been brought to you by Kirkgaard Intergalactic Media. Our radio partners, ConingCompany.com, Dr. James Murphy, John Denver, Tippi Hedren, Carol Channing, Deepak Chopra, Ed Asner, Dennis Weaver, Larry Hagman, Esther Williams, Admiral Eugene Carroll, Jane Goodall, Jonathan Granoff, 42auction.org, and DrValerie.com, and Dr. is all spelled out. We thank our producers and sponsors. A big thanks to our team at Voice America, Jess Spinard, Nathan Jett, Brad Comer, Ryan Treasure, Randy Jackman, our friends at Cumulus Radio, Mike Vitale and Ron Simon, Camille Hubbard for our oh bless it 10 seconds. What can I say? Thank you, everyone. We really totally appreciate it. Go out and do a good deed today, and do one every day. It's good for your soul. And come on over to Sparks with me, and let's have some fun.
And you're not crazy anymore.
Thank you for joining us today for Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. Waking Up in America can be heard live every Wednesday on voiceamerica.com, and Valerie welcomes all emails at heavenincorporated.com.
This is for all in you, pouring through, now your heart is open.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.